And so, ladies and gentlemen, here I am on the station, as often. You might hear some announcements, you might hear some people, who knows? However, I thought I'd do a little podcast for you for the NAWA, where the Wranglers, I didn't see this last week, they are now the champions. They beat the Allen Brothers. And they've been talking about that for a while, or not talking about it, but rather edging towards it for a while, I would say. And what they've also done, oh, by the way, Guy Tonight interviews them and says, the titles don't resign here. What do you mean by resign here? You mean reside here, don't you? Because he's talking about them defending the titles on the road. They don't resign here. Yes. Now, again, we've got the wrong way round matches. The main event is AJ Frost versus the big nasty Barstad. Now, I understand they have a real dislike of each other and they fought many times, including that compound match, in which I'll say again, it was very good until AJ Frost just sort of got in a car and left. Anyway, here they are fighting again for the main event. I'm going to do it first because the first match is the best of the two. Now, he instantly trash talks as AJ Frost. There's a big nasty Barstad slam, an elbow drop. Frost bails. Of course he does. Then AJ can't get him down because BNB's a big fella. And there's another BNB slam, a fist drop. AJ Frost then decides to bite the mask. Now, BNB does sell this, but it's a mask and it's leather. So your teeth are not going to get through it unless you have filed them down to small points, which actually I wouldn't put past AJ Frost because he does wear a shirt with hashtag heel on it, which I really like and I want one of those. Now, there's the big nasty Barstad airplane spin. He hangs on to him when he puts him down, which is nice for a slop drop. That's actually very smooth. And there's your pin. It was all right. Now, Big Donnie is they're chatting with him. That's two times I've seen him recently, and he's actually understandable. This is incredible. Love it. Maybe he's thought, I need to work on my skills behind the mic, behind the stick, if we like. And your main event, or what should be a main event, is White Mike versus Rob Killjoy, because they used to be in the Ugly Sucklings, didn't they? They used to be a tag team, and they tussle. They know each other so well. Good mat wrestling. And it's for the We Are Wrestling title, I think. Nice tight wrestling to start with. Really good stuff, and it takes a while, but it's fast, and I love it. There's a nice Killjoy springboard dropkick after they've avoided each other for a while. Big Killjoy chop. A White Mike back rake, which I always love to see. Then he says he's going to give us a tribute to The Undertaker. Gets on the apron, misses a leg drop, and then he really sells a hip toss on the floor. I mean, it's quite tough, I suppose, because you are on the floor. That's quite nasty stuff, really. Then he gets the finger in the ear, which in America they call a wet willy. I understand it's a bit odd. There are big chops from Mike. Then Killjoy's in the tree of woe. He slides in, does Mike. Killjoy crunches up with the abs, you know, to avoid it. So that leaves Mike, to slide in, so his legs are akimbo. So he hits the twig and berries on the ring post. Now, that's the spot. He does it at about 2 miles an hour. He's almost inching to it on his bottom. Not ideal. But then, after that, he bails and screams, "My gimmick!" That's just fabulous. Such good work. Then Killjoy hits a cutter for 2.999 recurring, and there's a Mike gut wrench to a gut buster into a falcon arrow. Fantastic work for a long two count. But then, super kick from Killjoy, and you've got your winner. This is fabulous, and I didn't care who won. I think it was Killjoy who won. I think I was so into it, I didn't put it on my notes. It doesn't really matter. I just love this match, and it should be the main event. NAWA, just have a look at your sequencing a bit. It was a good episode this week, though, and one of the half out of two ain't bad. One of the half out of two ain't bad. Ta-ta.